Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer, back with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday out there. Joe, I missed it last week. Was National Coffee Day. I keep saying that I got to give it another go.
Yeah. I mean, coffee's all right, but when you've been having those energy drinks, let me tell you, you don't get the rush that you get from from an energy drink.
Well, yeah, probably. That's the whole. I mean, these things would be worthless if they didn't.
Right.
I mean,
am I stating the obvious?
Coffee. I want to give it another go. Always love the smell of coffee. I could never really do it. But every like few years, I get the urge. Like, you know, I'm going to give it another chance. Get me some high caffeinated coffee, and maybe I'll be on board.
And when you've tried coffee, do you like putting stuff in it?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like a good... I mean, and that means you have to know who's making it. Like, I like a good cup of dark roast
by
black
trying
coffee.
Coffee, I mean like a sip. I can't do any more than that. I take a sip. I'm like, this is terrible.
That's all this build up for a sip?
What do you mean?
Oh, I got to try coffee. I'm like, oh,
well, yeah, I'll try it again. But like in the past, I've only ever had a sip
yeah.
Because it's not... I don't like it.
I will agree with what you just said, though. I like the smell of coffee more than I will ever actually like coffee. Like, the smell of coffee and bacon might be my two favorite morning smells.
I just feel like I need to give it another go. Everyone still loves to drink their coffee. I've never done it. Maybe my problem, I think, is I don't want to put anything in it. It almost defeats the purpose. Like, load it up with sugar or cream, or that defeats the purpose of coffee.
Yeah.
To me, I'm already drinking something unhealthy. I don't need to, you know, replace it with something else that might not be all that good for you.
The only thing I ever put in my coffee is ice. But I like my coffee, like I said, and that's why I said I like to make my own coffee because
to cool it down or to make it cold.
No, just I like a good iced coffee in the summer. But when I make coffee at home, I want it right out of the pot. It's too hot. I grab a few ice cubes, let them melt. Nice, cool, not cold. Cup of coffee.
I'll have to try. You know, I was thinking about this. You mentioned the smell because I was walking through the kitchen just a couple minutes ago, and there's the smell. Someone just toasted a bagel or something. Did I even know we had a toaster? It might be the first time our toaster's ever been used.
Well, it would be on Tuesdays when people are actually here.
Yeah.
So that's the first part.
Oh, something about that smell. I'm just walking through it. When you're not used to smelling any sort of like fresh food or anything here,
right?
Oh, it got me going. So now I'm thinking about the smell of coffee. I'm thinking about a big breakfast. I'm ready to go.
I mean, here's what hey, I love working here. Don't get me wrong, but you're more likely to smell something rotting in the fridge than fresh food being toasted in the toaster, from my experience since the pandemic. Yeah, it's funny. We have a working toaster. But did you know one of the two microwaves still does not work?
Well,
I don't think it's worked since 2019.
When's the last time two people have needed a microwave?
That's a
something
great
at the same
point,
time?
Ryan. Well, if you and I both bring something,
I would. Let's. What else can fit in the little microwave area that we can throw there?
Air fryer.
I was gonna say like toaster oven.
Toaster oven. Ooh, yeah.
Make some French bread pizzas.
Toaster ovens aren't as popular as they used to be.
No, we used to have one. It was our toaster
growing up, yeah,
mostly our oven too. Used that more than just about anything.
Yeah, that toaster oven back in the day did everything. I mean, my parents made cinnamon toast, not cinnamon toast crunch, just cinnamon toast in that in the old school toaster oven.
How much stuff is too much to have on the kitchen counter? I know my wife gets super annoyed that there's a lot of clutter. There's just a lot of things up there.
We have one appliance that sits on the counter, so I'm probably not the right person to ask. And then anything else, we'll bring out, plug in, put it back away.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I hate going through all that trouble. So I'll leave everything on there. And my wife's always putting stuff away. The blenders stays up there. I use it every day. The toaster stays up there.
You've got good counter space, though. Like, so for you, I think it works.
Not really.
No,
it's we add.
Am I overselling your counter space?
Yeah, the big like mixer thing. You know what I'm talking about with the big bowl and it's got the thing.
That's where you make cookie dough.
Yeah, you make all sorts of that. Had to go off the. It just was not enough space for that.
Does anyone actually keep that on their counter?
I think most people do. That's what you get it for.
Oh, I've.
It's a big, expensive. I mean, that's like a centerpiece of the kitchen.
I thought only people on the Food Network left that out all the time.
That's if you cook. Like, that's supposed to be your thing.
Oh, that's the first problem.
Yeah, well, right, there you go. All right, it's, we like just got a little
blender,
too much space.
Blender, mixer, air fryer, those things go in the toaster. Those things go in the pantry. When we need it, we pull it out. Coffee machine, that stays right in the corner of the counter.
We don't even own one.
Exactly. But you got the hot water dispenser, which is pretty cool.
For tea, it's nice. That wouldn't work for coffee, right?
If you had instant coffee.
Look at me, the non-coffee drinker. Doesn't that taste bad? That's what I always hear.
I hate instant coffee. I'm just saying, there is a type of coffee you can make. Yeah.
But anyways, enough coffee talk. Let's move on to something a little more.
This is just us getting ready for the morning game, Brian. It's breakfast talk all week.
I've got, what do I have? I took a little inventory yesterday. And for the Bills game on Sunday, which I mentioned earlier, the weather is so beautiful right now. I am a little excited that it's going to be much cooler Sunday morning.
Football,
it's going to
weather.
Have that, you know, feel in the air where I don't feel bad about starting a fire early in the morning, getting everything going. I've got, let's see. Right now, we're up to 7 pounds of bacon, 40 eggs, 40 cinnamon rolls, 160 pancakes. And then I'm sure more will be added. For Sunday morning.
I'm excited for Sunday morning.
You think I'm good?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll see. Maybe I always end up going overboard. But anyway.
Of course, the Beamer signed up to bring mimosas. You know?
Oh, yeah. I got to talk to you about that. The reason we're kind of so focused on food is that we were focused on food this morning. There was this story in the New York Post about pizza. They did a study on pizza, how much pizza everybody eats, that an average person, this one I need a little more clarification. The average person can eat over half of an entire pizza, 5 slices, by themselves in a single sitting. How, when you ask this question, what does it look like? How many slices of pizza? Because that could mean so many different things depending on
what kind of pizza are we looking at?
Like square slices? Yeah, anyone can eat 5 of those.
Yeah.
Big triangle slices?
Depends.
I could eat 5. I'm very rarely ever going to eat over half a pizza. And how big is this pizza?
Right.
12? 18? Bigger?
We're talking about a small pizza? Yeah, I can eat 5 small slices. I could probably eat the whole thing.
The average person eats pizza 3 times in a given month. They do some bad math here because they have this state-by-state poll, 5,000 adults. It said the average person can eat over half an entire pizza by themselves in a single sitting. Are we talking about Tony's pizza? You could eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
and eats pizza
that.
3 times in a given month, an equivalent of 180 potential slices in a given year. That does not mean the average person eats. This is like a little reading comprehension quiz, right, that they give you in high school. That's, you ask people, what's the most pizza that you could eat? 5 slices. How often do you eat pizza in a given month? Maybe 3 times. So now they're taking, well, that you're eating 5 slices every time you eat pizza, which is not what that means. So you don't eat 180 slices a year, but we probably do eat a lot of pizza. More so than almost every other food, do you think?
Yeah, and I think the reason is, number one, I mean, you have people over, the easy thing, especially in Buffalo, but I think this is everywhere, the easy thing is, let's get pizza and wings, right? Oh, let's get pizza. Also, Brian, I can't tell you the amount of times that I've eaten a slice of pizza and an hour later forgot that I had pizza. I'm talking about, and this doesn't happen as much as it used to, if I'm walking through the bistro and there's just a pizza sitting there, you grab a party slice. And you know what I mean? Like, pizza's just, it's everywhere. It's always around. And you're going to be in a situation at least 3 times a month where pizza is offered.
Oh, yeah, if you're not getting it yourself on purpose.
Yeah.
Just the walk-by pizza, or you might just want to grab one.
But the thing here, the preferred pizza being frozen.
Yeah, so this is...
That has to be a cost thing, right?
This is what I'm getting to. So the study didn't just talk about how much pizza you eat. It also says that apparently more Americans... Now, you have to remember, this is a nationwide poll. This isn't a Buffalo poll. Right. If this was a Buffalo poll, I think you would not have this result.
Of course not.
This is a nationwide poll. Nationwide, more Americans prefer frozen, ready-to-bake-at-home pizza than they do eating fresh pizza at a restaurant or getting delivery. And I had the same reaction as you, Joe, it being there's no way that could actually be true. You, all things equal, you prefer. Now, you mentioned the cost thing, and maybe that's into it. But if you eliminate that, which is what I'm assuming you would be asked to do if answering that question, all things equal, do you prefer to make that pizza in your oven at home, a frozen pizza, and stick it in the oven, or to get a pizza fresh from a pizzeria, a restaurant, wherever it would be, that everyone's going to choose the cardboard oven pizza that's been sitting in your freezer? Come on, no way.
So I think the way they ask this question, and tell me if I'm wrong, is of the three times a month you eat pizza, how many times is that frozen? How many times is that takeout? And then they just assumed, and you know what happens when you assume, they just assumed, oh, that means they prefer the frozen over the takeout. Because I don't think anyone prefers the frozen over the takeout, but if it's a long day and you're walking through Aldi and you see a $6 pizza, hey, you know what? This will feed everyone tonight. I'm bringing it home. You know what I mean? Or you don't want to go out. You don't really have anything to cook. Oh, what's sitting there in the freezer? It's a Supreme Tony's pizza. Let's put that in the oven.
Yeah, that does not mean prefer.
Exactly.
That is something totally different. It does bring up the question. I want to hear from people on this. 803-0930. To me, it is the ultimate, right? The pizza is the ultimate. Always have on standby meal. I don't know how, if I look at the length of time I've had a freezer in my life, the amount of time that that freezer has been without a pizza ready to be cooked at any given moment is shorter than the length of time it does have one in there. Did Yes. I say that the right way?
Yeah.
It's always there. It's a staple. And I thought about this yesterday, Joe, because I was downstairs in our freezer and I don't have a pizza in there. And I opened up the freezer and I go, that's kind of weird. Like, how often do we not have a pizza in the freezer?
Yeah, that's rare.
Hardly ever. 803-0930. Is that, am I alone in thinking this? Or even in Western New York, where I think that that number would be totally bogus, right? That people would prefer frozen pizza to something you get at a pizza place. Nationwide, I could see that being the case because taste-wise, there's not that much different.
There are some places in this country where you do not get good pizza.
Pizza deserts.
Yeah.
But that being said, everyone in Western New York still has an emergency pizza in the freezer ready to go. And if it's not the pizza, what is it for you? 803-0930. Those things you always have in the house, no matter what, that you can whip up on a moment's notice, that if you're out of it, you have to go get it right away. It doesn't mean you'll eat it this week or this month. You just have to have it.
So in the Beamer house growing up, we had two freezers. We had the basement freezer and we had the kitchen freezer. So we had a lot of stuff sitting around. Now, I might need to carry on this tradition at my family's place of residence. We don't yet. Pizza's always in there. Yes, there's always a frozen either pizza or French bread pizza, Brian. I will put that in the same category of always being in the freezer. But for the Beamers growing up, it was Schwann's corn dogs, always in the freezer. Schwann's corn dogs, and you know why? Hey, snow day from school? Well, you've got Schwann's freezers, Schwann's corn dogs and jalapeno poppers sitting there ready to go. Schwann's was, and they might still be. I haven't seen a Schwann's truck in a long time.
Oh, this now takes me back because your preferred hot dog is a corn dog.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Schwann's was, in my opinion, everything that truck sold was stuff sitting in the freezer for what exactly we're talking about. Corn dogs, poppers, chicken fingers, always in the Beamer freezer for
2 gallons
a rainy day.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream was always in the basement freezer. So we had the corn dogs in the kitchen, ice cream in the basement.
Okay. Corn dogs. That was not on my list. But that's an interesting one.
I might have to pick up corn dogs on the way home because I'm upset that I don't currently have corn dogs in my freezer.
For my house, the things I always have, like on standby, if you're out of it, you need to pick up more, even if you don't eat it. We always have, usually, I say this usually because I looked last night and it wasn't there. We always have the pizza. The pizza's there.
Oh, yeah.
As the ultimate last minute go away meal. I think the reason that we don't have it is because I've made pizza more recently as like a thing. Like, oh, you get in that process of thinking, oh, well, we don't need to have a pizza or making pizza. No, that's false. You need to have a frozen pizza. Yeah. It's the pizza. For my kids, it's mac and cheese now. Not for me. I've never been a mac and cheese person in my life. I don't eat any of it.
We have mac and cheese for us.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
For my kids, it's mac and cheese. Popcorn. Microwave popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Is always in there. Peanut butter. There's always a jar of peanut butter. That is one thing you cannot be low on, period, in my house.
Peanut butter, popcorn, always. There's always that popcorn in the back corner of the pantry. Everyone has it.
Until you don't.
Well, hey, if you grab that last one and didn't mark it down, that's on you.
You mark things down?
I'll text my wife, so it's on both of our phones.
Okay.
Popcorn's out. And I am picky about my popcorn. Like, there are certain grocery stores, I won't throw them under the bus. Their butter popcorn, pathetic. So I'm very picky. So I usually end up getting the popcorn because I want the popcorn that has that butter taste.
Oh, yeah. I'm the opposite. I like the home style. Microwave popcorn, home style, the best.
Well, I think, again, I'm going to blame my parents on this one because when growing up, we would pop popcorn and then we would melt a cup of butter and throw it on the popcorn.
Wasn't quite enough.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't do that in the take-it-home bags. It's not like extra, extra, extra butter. It's not the Beamer butter bag.
The one that I prefer now is, but I think I have that taste because growing up, we would literally put a cup of melted butter hot on the popcorn right out of the oven.
I mean, that's definitely one way to do it. I mean, I do that when I make my own. Make your own on the stovetop, and you have to melt the butter on top. Tastes great.
You do the Jiffy Pop.
No. Get your seeds. You melt the oil in a pot.
Oh, everything. Okay.
Throw the seeds in there. Everything pops. A little bit of salt. Put some butter on top of there. Ooh, that's the good popcorn.
I did the Jiffy Pop on the stove once, and the fire alarm went off, so we will not be doing that again.
I don't mess around with the Jiffy Pop. That's like more of a camping thing.
Yeah.
You go camping, you have a really nice time, and then you sit there with the Jiffy Pop, you're shaking it over the campfire, and then you're shaking it a little bit more, and then you've been shaking it for 30 minutes, now you're swearing your head off, being like, why won't you pop? Eventually it does, it's all black.
Yeah. It's all burnt.
I don't really see the appeal at the end of the day. I'd rather have a dog on a stick or something to that effect if you're out by the campfire. But no, those are my popcorn, peanut butter, pizza, all the peas. And then the kids have the mac and cheese right there.
We got the mac and cheese. We got the pizza. We're going back to corn dogs because I can't believe I've let that tradition go. And I'd say a bag of fries. I'd say most people have that bag of fries somewhere in their freezer.
Hmm. Okay, we'll find out. Cindy, in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. What's always in your freezer?
Homemade sauce, meatballs, spare ribs, ravioli.
That's a lot of stuff. Always in the freezer?
Always.
Okay.
Always. I married a Sicilian. I make sauce once a month, maybe, and I freeze it, and it's always there. I'm never out.
That's some good stuff to have.
My in-laws are like that. They always have sauce frozen in the freezer.
And sometimes I hand it out to the neighbors, too. They love it.
Oh, that's you're a good neighbor. Cindy, thank you so much for the call.
Especially when she'll make a fresh batch, right? She goes, okay, I got to get rid of this older sauce. It's still good. I'm going to replace it. Hey, you want some of this sauce?
My neighbor will once or twice a year make chowder in a huge tub outside, and you can just smell it throughout the neighborhood, and they'll, load up, bring over a bowl or a pot, and load up on the chowder.
I like the way he thinks, though. I'm not giving you Tupperware. You come and get it yourself.
Come to think of it, Cindy, you can have pasta. So we got popcorn, pizza, peanut butter. Pasta, a box of spaghetti, and I never have homemade sauce, sorry, but there's a jar of sauce in the cupboard almost always.
So we always get the big variety pack of noodles from BJ's, right? And that'll last you a year. And that's even if you have pasta every week. It lasts you a year. And usually we'll get either sauce from my in-laws or, yeah, I'll go get a jar of sauce. And that's just, it's such an easy meal. You know what I mean?
It's there. It's something you can leave it in the shelf, set it, and forget it.
Frozen meatballs, I would say I usually do have those in the freezer, but it's not one of those things, Brian, that once we use, I'm like, hey, we have to replace the meatballs. But I would say... Mm-hmm. I would say there's usually a package of meatballs there because, you know, it's the kind of thing you go to the store, it's buy one, get one free. So, but I wouldn't say it's not on my must be in the freezer at all times list.
What about you? 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday out there. We have been talking about what is in your freezer, right? New survey came out talking about pizza and how much pizza we eat, which, I mean, we can talk about that as well. If it's your favorite dish, if it's the thing you eat more than anything else, 74% would be satisfied eating it for any meal of the day.
Yes.
70% like to eat it for breakfast. I mean, I would eat pizza at any time. If you threw a wedding and offered pizza, I wouldn't complain.
I did.
No, like as the dish. Like that's the dinner.
Yeah.
No, you know, seated dinner, no steak. No chicken, no whatever, just pizza. Well, what would I be mad about?
How could you complain about that?
Right, as long as it was decent pizza.
Yeah. Now, I can eat regular pizza for breakfast. I do like a good breakfast pizza. Like, I will not complain if you put a breakfast pizza in front of me. I won't complain if you put a cheese slice in front of me at 8 in the morning.
You can do it all. But the thing we were talking about is more Americans apparently prefer a frozen, ready-to-bake-at-home pizza than they do eating fresh pizza. I thought that was crazy. No way that's true here. But that doesn't mean that we all don't have the frozen pizza in our freezer. And what are those staples you have, whether it's in the freezer or the pantry or something like that, that you can't do without? 803-0930. We'll go to Cheryl in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. What's it for you, Cheryl?
Hey, good morning, guys. Go Bills.
That's right. Go Bills.
South Carolina. And I'll tell you what the first thing in my freezer is. It's Buffalo pizza and Salem hot dogs. But now, that's just because I have to travel 12 hours to get it.
Buffalo pizza. So how does that work for your freezer? How do you get it done and what do you do with it?
Well, no, not Buffalo chicken wing pizza. I bring pizza from Buffalo because I just store it in Ziplocs, and then when I want it, I throw it in the air fryer because the pizza out here, you can't compare. No way. Buffalo is the best. And I also have another staple in my freezer would be bone broth. I make chicken stock and bone broth because I'll make soups, and when I need a good broth, I just pull that out. So... that's what's in my freezer.
Now that's a cook right there. That is a cook right there.
Yeah, I love cooking. Love canning, love cooking. Miss you guys.
Now, Cheryl, let me ask, when you travel, when you bring the pizza from Buffalo back to the Carolinas, do you put it in a freezer? How's that transportation of the pizza going?
So I stay with my aunt. She's got a huge freezer, and I bring a couple of party pizzas back. So what I'll do is I'll freeze it there, and I bring these ice packs, and they basically stay frozen. And I drive, it's like 13 hours, so it's not so bad. I go straight through, I'm a maniac.
That is dedication to have some good Buffalo pizza at home.
Yeah, and plus my family, so.
If you have the Buffalo pizza where you were, would you prefer a frozen pizza compared to a pizza place by you?
No, I don't eat it at all. If anything, I'll make my own, you know, I won't do like the real dough. I'll just compromise and make like some cauliflower crust or something boring, but I don't buy frozen pizza.
Right. Well, hey Cheryl, thanks so much for the call. Enjoy your pizza. That's a dedication right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Having the Buffalo pizza in the freezer, that's a popular thing, taking a half-baked pizza home or something to that effect. I don't know how the transport works all the time, but a lot of people do that, take a pizza.
You know, you have that wall of frozen pizzas at the grocery store, Brian. It really is an entire aisle of the frozen section.
Oh, yeah?
I am surprised that there is not a Buffalo-style frozen pizza. You've got a Chicago, you've got Detroit, you've got New York. I'm surprised, because Buffalo-style is a well-known style outside of Buffalo.
Mm-mm. To Buffalonians, it is.
Yeah,
it does not get any
There's a lot of us.
It does not get any respect, though. You look around, it gets no respect. It's the Rodney Dangerfield of pizzas. But seriously, no one knows Buffalo. If you're from Buffalo, yes, you know that pizza in Buffalo is great. And that, I mean,
if you've been to Buffalo,
I don't know. You would just think it's great. I've never thought of it as Buffalo style. I just thought of it as pizza. Right, like New York style is a very thin crust, right? It's very distinct looking. Chicago style is like lasagna, like you can eat it with a fork and knife. It's like this crazy deep dish thing, right? Like Buffalo pizza, it looks like pizza. Yep. You know, to the naked eye, you just see it across the room. Oh, it's just pizza. Like it's not distinctive in any way. You have to actually try it and know what you're talking about. So I really think only people from Buffalo, and even amongst people from Buffalo, like I think a lot of people just look at it as pizza. And if you haven't really traveled outside, you might, like I did the first time I lived outside of Buffalo, I just kind of thought that everyone knew how to make a pizza. And then I come to find out that no, they don't. Like they don't have the right kind of pepperoni. They don't know what to do with the dough. Where's the cheese? Like, what's going on here?
Yep.
It takes like that to even know that we have a style, I think. It's totally disrespected.
You ever out of town and maybe you're hanging out with a friend and they talk about this great pizza place they have in town. Oh, it's the best pizza. You'll love it. And you take a bite and go,
oh, it's, nasty not, crap.
I mean, I don't want to say it's not awful, but like, this is the best pizza?
Because you know what Buffalo style is? If you get a micro, what's a DiGiorno? Like, what are the all the brands? Like, their basic style of pizza. Buffalo style pizza is that. It's just good.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Buffalo style pizza is, just good pizza.
It's good pizza.
Because it is kind of like what you see everyone else trying to make.
It's just got a different
taste.
It's
a little more doughy. But aside from that, it's basically what everyone else is trying to do.
And don't get me wrong.
It's just good.
I love a good New York slice. But, you know, when you grow up with Buffalo pizza, that's...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a bunch of times here before. Pizza Hut. I like Pizza Hut.
It's not
pizza. Yep. It's a totally different thing. But I would eat it. It's a tasty treat to have. The Detroit style you mentioned, that's kind of like a Pizza Hut. Yep. In some way, where it's in the dish, you got that crispy fried on the outside. I'll marry the two, like that plus the Buffalo stuff when I make a pizza at home. Like, make sure it gets all around the edge of the pan, nice and crispy on the outside. But yeah, the oven frozen pizzas cannot compare. But that doesn't mean there aren't levels to those pizzas, Joe.
Oh, of course.
Like, when you're going down that aisle, you know the good from the bad, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, Wegmans frozen pizza is, I think, really good. Like, for mm-hmm. frozen pizza, the Wegmans frozen pizza is good. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with what I'm about to say. You hear that?
They're tilling the pizza. I don't know what's going on. But
And I think this is just because this is what my parents would get when I was a kid. But I do like, and I know this is probably at the bottom of a lot of people's list, Tony's Pizza, the frozen Tony's Supreme Pizza. I like it. I think it's really good.
I said before, it's not my preferred pizza. Like, if we're making a pizza for the family, no way is Tony's going to cut it.
Right.
If it's just me, like, that was the college meal. It was $1.
Yes.
You buy a bunch of them, they'd be in the freezer, and I'd have one, not every night, but 3 or 4 times a week.
Of course.
And by I'd have one, I mean I'd literally eat the whole thing.
The whole pizza.
I didn't even need to cut it up. I'll just eat the entire pizza. I'll use the box that it came in as a plate, save it, and I'd sit on my floor in the apartment and eat this Tony's pizza, and that would be basically my meal for the day, late at night after I got home from work.
See, I'd fool myself and cut it. Just, I'm not going to eat this whole thing.
Yeah, and then you just keep on going back up, going, well, at least you got the steps in.
Yeah.
So that's good. I would rather have that than some of the other pizzas that are in that freezer section.
There is one. I don't know. Do we want to... I don't want to call them out by name.
People know what we're talking about. A few examples. The most expensive doesn't always mean the best.
Right.
But if you're buying the cheapest and it's not a Tony's, you kind of are in for it. Like, yeah. You know what to expect. It's one thing you can't necessarily cheap out on is a frozen pizza, because the more expensive ones will do something a little bit better. stuffed crust is like a cheat code. You can have a bad frozen pizza if it's a stuffed crust one, which will cost a little extra. Yep. And by now, by the way, you're getting up there into the, why don't I just order a pizza from a restaurant because it costs so much? But that will make even a bad pizza tolerable when you make it in the oven.
Yes, yes. Got to make it in the oven. Don't settle for the microwave when you're doing the frozen pizzas.
It doesn't even fit in a microwave.
They make some that are smaller that you can put, yeah. But don't settle for that. I'll tell you another one that, I mean, it's cheap, so maybe that's why I think it's good. I don't think it's awful. I've paid more for worse frozen pizzas are the frozen, not the, not the non-frozen ones at Aldi. I've not had those. But the frozen $3 pizza at Aldi, let me tell you, I've paid $8 for something that's worse than that $3 pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And again, for me, you take the directions, you add 2 minutes. I want it to be crispy. I want it to be well done. You leave it in there for 2 extra minutes.
Oh, my wife learned this soon after we started living together. You're like, oh, did you set the timer for the pizza? I'm like, no. Well, how do you know when it's done? Well, you know when it's done. Yeah. It's done when it's done. How much longer on the pizza? I don't know. It doesn't look done yet. I will let you know when it's done. Now, have I been burned literally a couple of times? Yes, but it's just how it has to go down, right? Sometimes you can go and try something new, but when was the last time you tried a new type of frozen pizza?
It's been a while. It's probably been when I went on this Aldi kick about 8 months ago, Brian, mm-hmm. and I got the frozen pizza at Aldi. That probably was the last time.
I mean, generally, I kind of think you find a couple that you know you can trust that are going to be okay to eat.
Yeah.
And you stick with them. Yeah. You don't want to risk it, especially now because you can risk it on a dollar. These pizzas are almost as much as what you buy at a pizzeria.
Like you said, if it's just you and you're walking down the grocery store and you're seeing frozen pizzas for $8, $9, you can get a slice special with a can of Coke for that price. You know what I mean? So, again, it's all situational. For me, it's Wegmans, Tony's, the Aldi, and the Red Baron French bread pizzas. Those are my safes. I know I'll like them. Mm-hmm. I know they'll be good if I cook them right. Those are the safe ones.
Almost any French bread pizza is good. Almost. Because I've had a couple that
I've only had the Red Baron.
Oh, Zappa snacks? You never bought a French bread pizza from a kid on a soccer team trying to make money for his backpack?
They've never come to my door.
That's all we used to sell in high school were French bread pizzas. We did cookie dough fundraiser 1 year. Our coach found out fast that's a bad idea because all of his soccer team, they were buying the cookie dough. You know, you're selling this stuff to raise money for your team. Well, you have to buy some yourself. Now everyone on the team has 2 3-pound tubs of cookie dough sitting in the fridge. And they're just eating. We were the slowest team in all of Section 6.
That dough wasn't going into the oven?
No. that's not making it in the oven. I mean, a little bit did just to see if it actually worked. But, right. I mean, the rest, you're eating by hand. Course. Not even a spoon. But, no, the French bread pizzas, oh, we'd sell those all over. We had a million of them. I think it's Zappa Snacks. That's the company that does that fundraising stuff.
So we've focused a lot on the pizza. You're in the frozen aisle, right? It's just you. You want something to eat. It can't be pizza. What are you getting out? It can't be pizza. It can't be ice cream. What are you getting out of the frozen section?
Oh, it's the other thing I was thinking about. There are more staples as people are commenting. We'll go through some of these comments in just a moment. But there's more things that are, they're not the standbys. They're not the things that have to be there, but there are things that are usually in my fridge. Someone mentioned hot dogs. I think the caller mentioned hot dogs. I almost always will have hot dogs. I'm surprised when I don't have hot dogs somewhere in the freezer. And some sort of chicken. Like, that's the answer to your question, Joe. It's some sort of chicken, usually like a chicken strip, something like that. Frozen chicken, nugget, strip, patty, whatever it is, one of them I've got there.
There is a shelf in the freezer that really is just, if I'm having a bad day and I want to stress eat or I want to throw the diet out the window for a day, Brian, there is a shelf for that. And it usually is jalapeno poppers and, like you said, some kind of chicken strip that I can get my Chick-fil-A sauce out of the refrigerator and pour all over. Those are the go-tos. Again, I call it that I'm having a bad day, which, you know, you should never just eat because you're having a bad day. But, you know, sometimes we just want to eat crap for a day. And I have a shelf dedicated to that at home.
Yeah, you're like a rom-com movie. That's like the scene in like half of them. On the text board, Alani weighing in with your staples. Someone says spaghetti sauce, pasta, box of garlic bread in the free. I usually have the garlic bread too, now that I think about it. But that's all staple, I think, in a lot of people. Someone else backing you up, the corn dogs. Oh, no, they're saying the best corn dogs are from. Not necessarily that they have them all the time. Oh. I kind of think that's your wild move. Always having it. Corn dogs?
I'll take it. I love corn dogs. I almost burnt my apartment down because of corn dogs.
SpaghettiOs, someone said. That's probably a super popular one. Anything like that. Mac and cheese, the cups of that. That's staple. And this comment is what got me because I totally agree with this person. They said the best ready-made popcorn is Tops, the 2-foot-tall bag in the bulk section of stores. Yeah, I'm aware. I cannot have it in my house. I mean, it is the one thing I cannot. Maybe a couple times a year, if I know we're having a bunch of people over, I'll be like, yeah, we got to buy it. I'm going to put a bowl of popcorn out there. It's got to be the butter bag. It's in that clear plastic bag.
Oh, yeah.
That if you open it, rip it the wrong way, the bag will actually cut you. It's that thick. It's in that plastic bag. I will eat the entire bag. If I open it, you can't put it down. I don't know what's in there. You cannot put it down. It's the best popcorn I've ever had in my life.
I'll have to try it. I've never had it.
You've had it in my house before, okay. For sure. But I mean, I will put out a huge bowl. It's gone. Everyone just hands in there. I can't buy it. I cannot buy it.
Unless you know you're having people to help you finish it.
Yeah, because it will be gone. French toast sticks, someone else said, that's with the kids. They love that. It's always in the freezer.
So best corn dogs, I've had the Aldi corn dogs for the texter. Can I tell you something, Brian? There's only 6 corn dogs in the box. I'll have that in a sitting. Like, I need like I need a 30 box of corn dogs so I know that, you know, I have enough supply for a little while. And the pancake sausage corn dog thing that you see a lot of places doing now, I have not tried that yet. I'm afraid I won't like it. But
we've had those in the freezer for my son.
Does he like them?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, that's like a fun, if we're not making breakfast or doing something like on the weekend, like, hey, you want to...
You dip it in syrup?
Yeah, you put a little syrup on the plate, the pancake sausage thing. It's pretty cool. Someone texted in, have a tub of ice cream and a bunch of root beer, a huge root beer float kick all summer. I don't know why I can't go a day without it. That's a habit you're going to want to kick.
Yeah.
the root beer float a day, I don't know. The apple a day does not keep a doctor away, just to let everyone know. A root beer float a day might take you there, though.
It will put the doctor on speed dial. By the way, though, I love bringing things back to things I've mentioned in the past, Brian. If you want to make other floats, I know a good YouTube channel of a guy who makes floats every Friday. So if you want to experience with other floats, give it a try.
It's your preferred entertainment over the past month, watching a guy drink
every day
ice cream.
I watch at least one video of this guy.
That's incredible. Well, and thanks for It is amazing. All the comments that came in on the text board are, you know, there might be a slight difference. I think we're all kind of in agreement. If we had to make a master list before we go, frozen pizza, for most people in the freezer, the spaghetti or pasta of some kind, some kind of pasta sauce, the chicken.
Ice cream.
I don't know. It's come up a few times. People have put in ice cream. Is that the staple? Do people always have ice cream?
I don't.
That's cool if you do.
But I think...
Invite me over.
I think people might just have it without even knowing. But I will say this.
Leftover?
If we went to 20 houses, Brian, 18 would have pizza. If I'm believing what we have learned in the last hour.
Popcorn hot dogs making the list as well. So, look. They say mainstream is dead. It still exists in food.
That's what I like to see.
We're still on the same page when it comes to eating.
That's what I like to see. Hey, you know, Brian, tomorrow's Wednesday. We're getting toward the end of the week. We're getting towards Sunday. I'm interested. I tried to get this going yesterday, and maybe the next few days we can, I'm not saying have it as a topic, but have it as a side. If you're doing something special on Sunday, maybe you're opening your business early for the game, we'd like to get the word out there. So something that I'd like to talk about later in the week as well, but get those texts in so we can give the plug out there that, hey, this place is open, or, hey, this place isn't open.
We'll be back here tomorrow maybe with some of that. Let us know. David coming up next.
David next. Tom is back at 2, so stay tuned for 4 hours of Bellavia, followed by 4 hours of Bowerly, followed by an hour of Puckett. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on WBEN.